Hi there, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and today I'm going to read you a scarlet letter from Kevin. And Kevin calls this The Misadventures of a Chronic Masturbator. Our hero simply loved to masturbate to bikini-clad women. Emma Jane agreed to permit him to beach wank as she posed. How romantic. EJ insisted that, for her safety, he be tethered, a reasonable request for this unorthodox sexual act. At the secluded beach, we see that our boy's ankles have been tightly secured to a large rock by rope. EJ ordered him to place his clothes beyond the tether point. No sooner had he been secured, did EJ clean out his wallet and exit. He called after her, but she didn't even give a backward glance. There the man stood, frustrated, alone, and naked. Then the poor man realized his true dilemma. The tide. Of course, the water took his clothes far, far away, and the water advanced, climbing his feet and then ankles. Oh, well, along came his rescue party, a group of 8 college girls in skimpy bikinis on spring break. In a panic, he screamed to them for help. They rushed over and, understanding his danger, managed to free him. Now, done at close quarters, you can imagine the man's brain overload. All this young, pretty female flesh right in his face. Finally free, he stood before them, sans clothing. The girls, pretty drunk, laughed at the poor boy's predicament. The luckless boy begged for clothes and water. Scarlett pulled out her phone to memorialize the scene. There the trophy stood, the girls posing next to their caught fish. They were merciless. Constance, pointing at his crotch and with the other hand showing her thumb and pointer finger an inch apart. Cecilia, pinky waving. Delia, laughing and crotch pointing. Violet, oh my, while hands on cheeks and eyeing the boy's little soldier. He was mortified and hard. Small as he was. As the sun set and air chilled, fires began to dot the beach. Scarlett had the girls shield him by encircling him and walking the 3 miles of beach to their rented van. As the temperature dropped, he shivered all the way with the girls rowdy and carrying on. Quite a sight. Once at the van, Scarlett dug out a sexy one-shoulder, side-cut-out black mini dress. The dress was quite tight. On the drive back to the hotel, the girls made him masturbate. Cooper volunteered that there'd be no extra charge unless he came, in which case Scarlett's video clip would go worldwide. The girls roared in laughter. Harper sprayed the poor boy with her best perfume. At the hotel, the girls escorted him to the front desk. The hostess, her eyes as big as saucers, and trying mightily but unsuccessfully to hide her amusement, produced a replacement key card. Scarlett slapped him hard on the ass as he walked into the elevator, and the lobby erupted in laughter. The girls waved goodbye, a few pinky waving. I wonder where poor Kevin is today. Well, Kevin, thank you very much for submitting your scarlet letter. What an awesome story that was. How hot if you really could be encircled by all of those beautiful, amazing LDW mistresses. Now you make sure you reach out to me so you can have your free 5 minutes of call. And I will talk to everyone else soon. Send me your scarlet letters and you just might hear me record it.